listening to Off the Rails.
Like a raffle?
Yeah.
You guys have a Christmas raffle?
Yeah, for like who you're going to get presents.
Oh, so it's like...
Yeah, and in your age group though, so it's like kids get kids presents and adults get adults presents. So
yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Okay, that's cool. I've never heard of a Christmas raffle before. That's new to me. Well, with me, personally, it's always the two-parter Christmas we usually do. Mornings at our house, and then later in the evenings, we go over to my grandparents, eat some dinner over there, open some presents over there, take some pictures, and overall, just a good time. Best thing about Christmas has to be the morning breakfast, though, that we usually do. Massive breakfast. I'm talking all you can think of. Okay, think of a breakfast food, Rock. Any at all.
Pop-Tarts?
Think more homemade. Say that a little bit louder, Miles.
Biscuits and gravy.
Yes, sir.
Wait.
Massive thing of biscuits and gravy, man. I'm talking tons. Tons of biscuits and gravy. Like.
That's very good. I like biscuits and gravy, Rock.
They are good. Homemade as well. Even better.
Fired.
Absolutely amazing. But overall, I gotta say, best thing about Christmas has to be the music. I love Christmas music, man. Best thing of the world. Like, I just gotta say, there's so many different songs. Like,
Rock be hating on me for blasting it in the morning.
Why?
Oh my God.
Every morning you come over to my car, you're like, bro, again. I'm like, bro, it's Christmas time. Chill.
Exactly. It's Christmas time. You gotta listen to Christmas music. It's the rule.
He's a hater.
I'm chilling on that Christmas music this early.
This early, mate. We're
bro, we are 5 days away.
We are less than a week away, and you're chilling on the Christmas music? Really?
It ain't for me, bro.
What do you mean it isn't for you? Tell me.
I don't like Christmas music up until it feels like it's about to be, like, Christmas. I don't know. I'm not feeling it this year. Some other years I've been feeling it, like, a month before. Like, this year it's just not feeling Christmassy yet.
You're just in the Grinch.
Bum.
You're in the Grinch type of mood, aren't you?
You're a bum.
Do you feel like it's Christmas right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel it yet for me.
Listen, I'm walking outside. It's freezing cold. It's snowing. It's Christmas time.
Where's the snow at? Tell me. Well,
yesterday?
Where is it on the ground?
Where is it on the ground? I don't know. It's not sticking.
We need to see visible results.
It's really
not real snow until I see visible results, baby.
I'm really hoping for a white Christmas this year, man. Like, I want to build a snow fort. You guys ever do that?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm. I didn't. I don't know about Rock.
I built a bunch of snow forts. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, like,
well, I mean, I guess, I really don't think I did, though. But I could be missing something down the line.
Like, you never gotten to an...
I'm a very cold person. I will always have a jacket on. You will not catch me, well, you know, other than like right now. But you will not catch me going outside without a jacket on during the winter months. I'm a very cold person. So, you know, playing in the snow really wasn't my thing growing up. I did it, and I liked doing it at times. But it really never was, you know, that fun to me just because I was such, I don't know, I was just freezing all the time, even as a kid.
So, like, you never got into, like, a snowball fight?
Oh. No, not really. But we also didn't have a lot of kids living around us either. So it's not like we had like a lot of, you know, we really couldn't have a snowball fight with anyone either.
Bruh, I would have snowball fights with just me and my older sister. She was ruthless in snowball fights, bruh.
Yeah. Did they pull out the tactic with the really compact snow?
Nah, so what happened was we used to have like a in-ground pool. Well, no, an above-ground pool, which was like 12 feet off the ground at my old house. And so we had a little balcony around it. And then we got rid of the pool eventually because I think it started leaking or something.
Mm.
And so we just had like a 12-foot drop. And so we used to play up there and all that. And I was trying to build a snowman up there. And I built like a big old head for it. And my sister and me had started having a snowball fight in between. She runs up there, pushes me off the 12-foot drop into the snow. I'm like 7, 8. I fall. It is freezing cold. I lay in the snow. And then like my frozen up snowman head that had been sitting there all day flops it down on my face from like 12 feet up.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was like a little bit frozen too. That was my best snowball fight.
Ruthless tactic. Giant snowball. Ooh.
Yeah, 12 foot drop. Oh my goodness, dude.
Dude.
Felt like a brick to the face.
Me and my brothers, whenever we'd do snowball fights, and we'd usually call it off. There was this one time that, as was, you know, walking back to the house, one of my brothers dropped a massive chunk of snow down my boot, and it was so cold.
Oh, that's the worst.
Uh-huh.
When it's in your shoes, it's just the worst.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't remember how old I was. Maybe like 10. I don't know. I was pretty young, but I was old enough to remember it pretty well because I was just hobbling to the house like, oh my God, my foot, it's freezing. It was so bad. It hurt so much, but that's just the kind of thing you got to deal with. You guys ever do the snowball strategy where you put a rock in the snowball? You ever done that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Rock, you ever done that?
No.
Come on.
I've never done that.
Bro. Not once?
Nope.
I know what you're talking about, snow in the shoe. I just went hiking in Colorado recently, and I thought it was going to be like hiking in the trees, like not in warm weather, because it was at the start of the hike. And then we got higher up in the mountains, and it was just snow, and I was wearing shoes with holes in the front, and we were trekking through like foot of snow.
Ooh, that is...
And my shoes had literal holes in the front, so my entire foot was just filled with snow for like 2 hours.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was not planning that.
Yeah, you should plan it. You should plan better ahead next time.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
The next time I'm hiking in Colorado, I'll prepare better. But
yeah, bring some boots, bring some long warm socks, and maybe like a thermal underwear. I'm telling you, thermal underwear is astounding. Especially around this time of year, dude.
Seems a little overkill to me.
Overkill? Dude, it is the warmest thing on the planet. Your legs will never freeze again with thermal underwear. I'm just saying.
I agree. You should do it, Rock.
Yeah, you should too, Garrett.
I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
I'm chilling.
Tell me why. Give me an actual reason.
Rock told me not to.
Rock told you not to? Why would you listen to him? Why would you listen to the guy that brought Crocs to a Colorado mountain climb?
It wasn't Crocs.
Oh, God.
Okay, what were they?
They were Curry basketball shoes, but they were just old, so I'd ripped out the front. Like, they had just gotten worn through.
You ripped off the front?
No, the front. Like, this seam right here on the shoe had just gotten ripped through. I played basketball in them, and they were like a cloth shoe. And, like, my foot stops real hard, so that's where it ripped through first.
Ah.
So that's why I didn't wear them for basketball anymore. I was like, oh, I'll take them on this old crappy hiking trip. Because it looked, we hadn't seen snow yet that trip. It looked like there was going to be no snow at the start of the hike. I was lied to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you were. You were, in fact, fooled. You were a fool. I cannot believe you, Rock. How could you have fallen for that?
Oh, no. I'm tripping.
Clearly. Very clear.
Rock, you are funny.
Well, anyways, back to the main point. Christmas music. What is it about Christmas music that's so good? Like, why
nostalgic,
is it so good?
Very nostalgic for me as a young kid, you know, growing up. I always listened to it, you know, like with the parents in the car, stuff like that. So it's very nostalgic for me.
Mm-hmm. You, Rock?
He don't really like Christmas music like that.
Yeah, I mean, I like Christmas music sometimes. It's just like...
Hey, I respect it, Rock. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not an all-the-time thing for me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're not going to be listening to it in the middle of July. I mean, come on.
It's just like, it has to be so close to Christmas, or like, I have to just feel the Christmas, and then I can get behind some Mariah Carey, you know, I can ball out.
That's awful.
I can play some Wham, you know.
I feel bad. Yeah. Wham's valid, but like, Mariah Carey's crazy.
You're a hater if you don't love Mariah Carey.
Bro, she's not good. She's just not good.
She is a hater.
Is so she really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's a classic.
It's okay that you're a hater.
Yeah, listen.
I'm not, though.
Just because you're wrong doesn't mean that we're going to treat you any different, Garrett.
I'm going to treat
him
differently.
I'm not wrong.
He's a hater.
I'm not wrong.
You are very wrong. You are, bro.
Mariah Carey, overrated.
Nah.
Christmas songs she has are overrated. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you guys, but
okay. If that's an overrated song, what's an underrated one?
Underrated Christmas song?
Mm-hmm. Tell me. If You think Mariah Carey's overrated? What's underrated?
I don't know. I think the Jackson 5's Christmas album is very underrated.
Elaborate just a little bit, because
I mean, if you listen to it in full, like it's a very good Christmas album, you know, for as young as they were, you know, recording that. Obviously, you know, they're a boys band, but I think they did a very good job. I think the album holds up still, even, you know, to this day, what, 60 years later, 50 years later?
Okay. Me personally, I think that none of them are underrated, and none of them are overrated. They're all right where they need to be.
I don't rock with Mariah Carey like that. I'm just like, if you're going to put on a Christmas song, how are you going to put on Mariah Carey, bruh?
Listen, I'm just...
like, put on, like, Rudolph, like, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, those are classics. Those are good. They're good. But you got to listen to Mariah Carey.
No, you don't,
yes,
though.
Yes, you do.
Like, she'll play for the pure fact that I listen to everyone that pops up on my playlist. I really, you know, there's sometimes where I don't skip. But if she comes on and I'm in a skip mood, bruh... who's getting skipped?
Oh my gosh, Garrett! I gotta bring up the main factor. Your vote on Mariah Carey is 2-1 right now. Me and Rock are both in accordance. You're just wrong.
I. It's just like it, but whatever. Hmm? Whatever. Mid. Mariah Carey's mid.
Okay, we're gonna move forward from mid. That, because that upsets me. I got another thing I wanted to talk about. Christmas in July.
No.
No?
No.
No?
Not a fan.
Never.
I've never been a fan of it either. I've never understood it, like, at all.
I can't. Like, I can't even argue it. I thought I had a counterclaim, but, like, I really don't.
I'm going to be honest. When I first saw the Christmas in July stuff, like, whenever I'd just be scrolling through TV, and you know those programs with, like, are always trying to sell you something? Like, it feels like a constant commercial.
Yeah.
They would always have the Christmas stuff, and I'd be so confused. Because I was like, hey, you know, what's going on? It's July. You know, it's 4th of July time. You know, where's the American Eagle? Where's the soaring? Where's the, you know, fireworks? Where are they at? Why are you selling me lights? I don't understand this. Like, it feels out of place.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very odd to have something like Christmas in July, just because, I mean, you know, no one, like, everyone doesn't celebrate it. Like, it's not, I get everyone doesn't celebrate Christmas, obviously, too, but, you know, there's a time in, you know, a lot of people do, like, dress, you know, decorate their houses, stuff like that for Christmas, to where it's in July. If you decorate your house, you're gonna look crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I've never met one single person do, like, a full-blown Christmas in July. Decorate the house, blasting Christmas music. I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
Because normal people don't do that. I'm saying that if you do that, if you do a Christmas in July thing, where you're decorating the house with trees and lights, you know, you got some holly on your door, pulling out peppermint sticks everywhere you go, you're just crazy. You're nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, yeah, it is very odd that people celebrate Christmas in July, but, like, people also think it's probably weird that, or, you know, people, like, you know, think it's weird that we celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, in November.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Canadian people.
I mean, but that's the month for Thanksgiving, is November.
Well, in Canada, it's October.
It's October? In Canada? Why?
I don't know.
Why would
but
they?
But it really is, like, October 13th.
Why would Canada be so different?
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Oh, it is, Miles. I agree. Canada is weird. That's why we're the U.S. We're not weird. We're not. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
The main factor is choosing choosing that day is that the harvest tends to arrive earlier than it does in America. That's cap. That's cap. Straight up.
How does it?
There's no way.
How could it arrive earlier? Like, how? Are you saying, Miles? Say it louder for the people.
That's
in
what
the
it
back.
Says. It
if
says.
Anything, it would arrive later because it's more up north. Therefore, it would be colder.
But it says, according to Newsweek, Canadians have decided to hold their holiday before we do because simply their harvest occurs earlier due to their frostier climate. So I think what they mean by that is that hunting season would be later or would be earlier just because it gets colder there, which makes sense. But I'm not for sure if that's what they mean, but that's what I took away from it at least. So.
Okay, I get it. I can see how that works, but it's still very weird to me. It's very odd. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, yeah, maybe that's not the best argument to, or the best point to bring up when talking about, you know, Christmas in July. But yeah, I'm gonna see if anyone really does celebrate Christmas in July.
Yeah, that's your homework for the day. See if you have any family or friends that do Christmas in July and go like all out with it.
I couldn't imagine anyone in my family does.
I've never met a single person in my entire life that actually does, and if I do, I'm probably gonna be a little scared of them.
My birthday is right before July, or my birthday is right before the day before the Christmas in July. So my birthday is the 24th. So my birthday is Christmas in July Eve, baby. So yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I guess you were you were July Christmas Eve baby. That
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's odd. I can't. I'm not gonna say that's what your birthday is.
No, that is absolutely a commercial holiday, by the way.
It's gotta be. Like, there's no other reason for it to exist other than just marketing. Like, that's all. That has gotta be the final little tiny bit. Miles, what is your opinion on Christmas in July? Come over here. Come here, Miles. I know you're wandering over. All right, tell me, what's your opinion?
I think it's dumb. I think, to be honest, anything before Thanksgiving where you put up Christmas lights is unacceptable to me.
I disagree there. I feel like you could do it like right, maybe like the weekend before Thanksgiving. So like if you have family that comes in town.
But I mean like people that do it, you know, directly after Halloween or even before Halloween, I feel like that's a little nuts. But I feel like Christmas in July specifically is a little bit of a cash grab to where people that do only Christmas stuff can stay in business. It's an economic thing.
Yeah, have you ever...
I mean, low-key, that's a valid point.
I mean, like, hey, you can have a Christmas party in a pool. So, I mean...
That sounds fun, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that does sound amazing. You can toss presents around the pool, make a fun little game out of it. Marco Polo, but with presents.
I have a hot tub.
You have a hot tub?
Yeah, I could throw a Christmas in.
I would not throw
a Christmas. I could throw a Christmas party right now in the hot tub.
I thought you were about to say you Christmas want... present, and I got concerned, because you should not do that.
Rock, you trying to come to my Christmas party?
Are you having a hot tub Christmas party?
Yes, sir.
I am so down.
Are you guys coming to Pyramid?
Maybe.
Mr. Sprong?
Yes, sir.
Sir.
That would be...
You know Miles Sprong is going to a hot tub party.
I've never actually been in a hot tub. What's it like?
What?
Yeah.
How have you not been in a hot tub?
I don't know. I've just never.
It's hot.
Okay. Well, I assumed as much.
It's fun. I don't really know how to explain it. It's like bath on steroids. But that's not a really good.
Well, yeah, that's not very.
Yeah.
It's not a very good description of it. It's just.
Right.
I guess it's kind of just in the name, hot tub. It's just hot water.
It's relaxing.
Have you ever been in like a hot springs then?
Nope.
Well, it's like you've taken a warm shower.
Yeah. Duh. Who hasn't?
Just imagine a bath where it's just all steaming hot. Like, it has. I like really warm hot tubs. Do you guys like comfortable hot tubs or?
Well, my mom has hers at comfortable, but I like mine like really warm.
Yeah. But it's like,
but ours is like 102. Yeah. I would prefer if it was like 110.
I gotta keep mine steaming. Like I like to get like a lobster, like dipped in like a crab.
Oh my gosh!
All up in there getting cooked.
So what degrees are you putting your hot tub at? 110?
Yeah, probably right around there.
That's what I would probably do too. At 102, it's nice to get in. Like you actually sit in there for a while. If it's like 110, you can sit in there for a while. But after a while, you know, you just start to get
too boil. Hot.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with getting a little boiled up in the hot tub.
You're also not supposed to sit in the hot tub for more than a certain amount of time as well.
Yeah, because it, like, Yeah, it.
Obviously, yeah. It's like Miles said. It's like 45 minutes. I think it depends on what temperature and whatnot. But I think 45 is what you're gonna, you know.
Why does it like mess with your system?
It could. I'm sure that's why. I mean, it's not like, you know, if you do it, it's not. It's probably not that deep, but it could be that deep.
Yeah, and plus you are just kind of cooking yourself in, you know, boiling hot water. So, yeah, I guess that's the little safety announcement for the day. People, don't boil yourself in your hot tub. Be smart. I've never been in a hot tub, so I don't know what it's like. I mean, you could boil yourself. I don't know how hot. How hot does a hot tub have to be before it's boiling? What's the boiling point of water?
Yeah.
It's just really, really hot.
I don't think it can get... It has to be a really powerful hot tub to be able to get the water that hot.
Yeah, like... But how hot? Like, what's the number? 212 degrees. 212 is the boiling point of water?
All right, low-key Rock,
totally
I am...
We'd all believe that.
Okay, low-key Rock, I'm not doing 110 in my hot tub. I'm gonna, like, turn it down to, like, 107.
Dang.
Because if boiling is 112, I'm not about to boil.
212.
Oh. I was about to say, there's no way while water boils at 112.
Garrett's thinking he's going to melt a lime.
Exactly.
In his hot
tub. Like, bro, I can't have my hot tub that hot.
Oh, dude. How comfortable would that be, though?
I don't think very. That's hot, hot water, apparently.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Don't dip yourself in boiling hot water, people. Do not. Don't do it. No matter how great the temptation, do not boil yourself. Understand?
I got you. I heard that.
Realistic. Anyways, fellas, Christmas traditions. Everybody has them. I want to know your guys.
Rocky, I want you to lead off on this one.
You got to have... I know, Rock, you already talked about your raffle thing. Like that. It's weird.
It's not that weird.
Nah, Rock is a very weird person.
Nah, it's just kind of a bigger family thing. Once you get to a certain, like, sizable amount. Yeah, it's kind of like a white elephant thing.
Oh, yeah. I guess it is kind of like
that. It's just like a personalized. Because, like, we couldn't afford to buy gifts for everyone.
It's more like a secret Santa, but you actually know who's getting you the gift.
Oh, no. It kind of basically is a secret Santa. You don't know. You're supposed to guess when you get the gift. But by the time you get the gift... It's pretty obvious.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm following.
Yeah.
Is there any gambling involved with your raffle? I'm kidding.
Nah, I always do trade my picks, though. Because, like, I never want to get gifts for who I pull on the first pull. Because it's just, like, I always get, like, three-year-olds, usually.
It's like, man, I don't want to buy this guy a rubber ducky. I want to buy him something cool.
Yeah, I usually trade with my younger sister.
What about you, Garrett? Do you hold a raffle? Tell me.
Oh, we do like a white elephant type of thing, but really, I meant to go get a gift last night for it. I forgot to.
Oh, Garrett.
So I got to run into Meijer and find something tonight. Gift exchange. But we do
Meijer,
that.
You really don't love your family, do you?
Bro, I have to work tonight, and Meijer is like right across the street. It's not even right across the street. Like, our McAllister's parking lot is, like, right here, and Meijer's, like, right here. Like, bro.
So, convenience is more important than Christmas spirit?
Where else am I gonna go get a gift at 10 o'clock tonight?
You can go anywhere. Anywhere.
Walmart, Target, or Meijer.
Target is better than Meijer for gift giving.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah.
What am I gonna get, bro?
I don't know.
It's a $20 spend limit. I can find something very nice in Meijer for $20 and give it to the gift exchange.
Dog, you can find like 5 energy drinks and buy those for somebody for $20.
Talk about energy drinks?
Yeah.
I'll just get like a $20 Chick-fil-A gift card.
Oh, yeah. Gift cards are also a good
like,
way
to
get.
Easy, and it's the perfect amount because you always hit the spend limit, and then you're not the guy that goes under the spend limit. And they're like, oh, that's like $4 in candy.
Yeah. But that's why you got to get a good gift. Get a good gift for somebody. That's good.
Honestly, if you're ever doing a white elephant, the easy cheat is get good name brand candy and gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do.
I'm going to get him a $20 Chick-fil-A gift card tonight, but I'm not going get Chick-fil-A after the fact because I don't need it. No, because I had it last night. I'm not going to get it again.
I guarantee you. You're about to pull out of work. You're going to be like, that McChicken, that sweet tea, that Chick-fil-A sauce, that waffle fries.
Nope. Chick-fil-A low-key overrated. I said it, and I'm not going to take it back. It's very good, don't get me wrong. All
right,
but overall, overrated.
But you want to know what isn't overrated is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. You're listening to Off the Rails. Listen.
I do those during the games. You just did illegal, Perriman.
Yeah.
Shout out you, man.
Thank
Probably.
You. I'm sitting right here. You don't need to shout me out. I'm sitting right in front of you.
I know. I just wanted to I just wanted to relay it back into the fact that I am a broadcaster here.
You just shouted me out in my own show.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm taking the spotlight.
No. It's all right. I'm just very confused. It's weird. I've never had that happen to me.
Shout out
Garrett Burkle.
Yes, sir.
Now, anyways, you were talking about what was it you were saying was overrated before I had to interrupt you?
I don't remember. Chick-fil-A. But yeah, we were going off that topic back to Christmas traditions. I have some. My mom, like every Christmas Eve, we take photos and stuff. We go to my stepdad parents' house. And then before that, I hung out with the Lanners, which is my aunt's family. Shout out to all them. I love y'all. They go to Outback by Costco in Indy. Why did I say what it was by? But they go to the Outback in Indianapolis for.
I'm about to meet them there now.
Their Christmas Eve dinner.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm about to join them for their Christmas Eve dinner.
Hey, I'll come along too. We can carpool.
I bet.
Yeah.
That sounds valid.
Meet you there, Garrett?
Yeah, I'll be there. Well, I actually won't be there. I'll be at my stepdad.
Yeah, I'll bring some food. I'll cook up some brownies, maybe a cake or two. We'll come by. We'll have a big party. Hey.
Yeah, he just gave us the address. I'm pulling up at Costco.
Oh, yeah.
You already know.
Showing up for Christmas at Costco? Is that the plan?
Yes, sir.
Dude, you could probably do that if you, like, stayed overnight, set up a Christmas tree.
I mean, hey, when it goes to Costco, every day feels like Christmas with them free samples.
Oh dude.
You would love Costco.
Dude, if I get a free sample somewhere, they're doing something right.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Love free samples.
I hate when the free samples are trash, though.
Yeah.
If I go somewhere and you have like three different free samples and they're all trash.
Yeah, you just
Why am I even there?
You walk up to the stand, little old lady behind the stand. Here you go, sweetie. Taste this Vienna sausage. Take it. This is trash. Throw the toothpick at him.
That is something Rock would definitely do.
Yeah, Rock, you seem like the guy that would...
To throw a toothpick at an old lady over Vienna sausage not being good.
Yeah.
That actually happened to me last weekend.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should know. I was there. I saw it happen.
You were the old lady.
I was the old lady all along. I got you. Got you in the act. You're not allowed back in that Costco.
But me and that old lady went on a few dates afterwards.
All part of the plan.
How far did you play this act?
As far as I could, Rock. As far as I could.
No.
Now, anyway.
Christmas traditions, right? Christmas traditions.
I'm dying. Not really. I just have this weird cough going on. But, anyways, I'd like to circle back to something. Garrett.
So
you were talking about Chick-fil-A being overrated, and I want to say how wrong you are because of one simple factor during this time of the month. I'm not shouting out Chick-fil-A or sponsoring or advertising anything, but peppermint shakes. You guys had those?
No. I get their chocolate shakes, though, and their shakes are very good.
There's only one limited drink that comes around during the year that I actually care about. It's not from Chick-fil-A. And it's not from Starbucks. It's not from, ain't from nowhere. You know where it's from?
Where?
I just got to say the name of the drink. It's the Shamrock Shake, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The Shamrock Shake.
That is not a nasty Christmas thing.
You're actually nasty.
No, the only drink I'll wait around the year for. Like, there's no other. I'm not waiting up on no peppermint
shake. He said that with so much pride, too.
Bro, that is the best time of the year when that thing comes around.
Shamrock Shake is good. But that's not a Christmas drink, my guy.
Honestly, it tastes better. I mean, I'm just saying in general, that's the only drink worth waiting for.
Really?
Yes, I'm not waiting for a peppermint. Like, no.
Dude.
That's the only drink that I'm like, oh, it's coming back. I'm, like, excited.
I mean, yeah. I guess.
What I'd be excited for is different Mountain Dew flavors coming back. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Dude. So many of the discontinued ones need to come back.
Like, why did they get discontinued?
Oh, my goodness. Gingerbread snapped, bro.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to have to cut you off there.
What? Never had it?
I did. Oh, it was bad.
It was my favorite drink I've ever had.
You have, like, the fruitcake one? What was it called?
The fruitquake was so bad.
It was so... Oh.
It was acid. It was... Ooh.
I gotta say, Mountain Dew, if you're listening to this, no hate, but, man.
Fruitquake was not it.
That was not a good move. Like, the fact that you let your marketing team advertise that to you,
Gingerbread Snapped was so good. What are you...
Yeah, it was okay.
It was like... If you like Dr. Pepper, then you like Gingerbread Snapped.
Dr. Pepper? You're comparing it to Dr. Pepper?
Do you
Pepper.
Like Dr. Pepper?
I love Dr. Pepper.
It tasted just like Dr. Pepper. You needed that. Yes.
No. No. Mm-mm.
It tasted like a gingerbready Dr. Pepper. Like, it had more of a different
flavor. I'm cutting you off.
But
I can't deal with this rock. That is not a thing. Yeah. You're going over
to... You're stupid. What are you... What? I'll take Garrus, Mike. It doesn't matter. But what? Like, it was so good. It tasted just like Dr. Pepper.
Dude,
it tasted like a better Dr. Pepper.
All right, I turned your mic back on, Rock. You can stop stealing other people's microphones. Like a little thief. Yeah, just let the mic rub on Garrett's jacket. What even jacket is that? Is that a rain jacket?
Brickyard 400.
Ooh.
1994, the first running.
Ooh, okay. But anyways, sure. I don't mess with Ginger Snapped. It wasn't good.
It was so good. It was my favorite drink.
Of course you like something like that, Rock.
Garrett, have you ever had Ginger Snapped?
No, sir.
Shut your mouth. All right.
Okay.
What were you saying? An intellectual like you, Pure Moon?
An intellectual like me?
Unlike this bum over here trying to talk about something he don't know about.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, Garrett. Swear. Stay in line, Garrett. Come on, man.
Swear. I guarantee it wasn't good. It was probably mid.
My friend put me on. He was like, oh, my goodness, you have to try this.
I'm sorry, but your friend led you down a dark path.
It was so good. I was so mad because I started trying it on a road trip down to Florida. And by the time I came back, it was gone from all gas stations. I started drinking it right as it was running out.
You went feral over the Ginger Snap.
I was so annoyed because it was like I had like 1 week of drinking it, finding it at gas stations, and then it was gone everywhere.
Dude.
Never to be seen again.
My first experience with Fruitquake, though, man.
I was so disappointed.
I took like 5 sips and was like, first sip, hey, this isn't that bad. Second sip, all right. Third sip, fourth and fifth, I just couldn't. I couldn't continue. I couldn't keep going. It was so bad.
I was at an ice skating rink. I remember this day very distinctly.
Yeah, it's a dark day.
And it's a dark day.
You remember your darkest days.
I was at an ice skating rink. I was cold. It was sucking. I got some nachos and that Fruitquake. Oh. And I was so thirsty, dude. And I cracked open that Fruitquake, and I was so parched. I was ready. And I take a big gulp.
Just...
It was the worst. It tasted like acid. It was so bad.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for you. Well, maybe they'll come up with a better flavor this year.
They should just bring back Ginger Snapped.
The cranberry one? I forgot what that one was called.
I just want them to bring back all of their flavors. Like, if they have so many people, if they brought back flavors, they'd make more money than coming up with a new flavor that people don't like Fruitquake.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do not doubt that one single bit. You know what they should have on sale all the time in stores?
What?
Baja Blast. I just gotta say. What do you mean, What do you mean,
I like Baja Blast, but it's like, after a point... You have it too many times.
Yeah, Baja Blast. Now I feel is under or overrated.
Yeah, overrated. Okay, now I'm shutting you off, Garrett.
It used to be good, but like now it's like I like the slushies from Taco Bell.
Oh, the slushies,
those things are fire. But I'm just talking about the drink separated. Dude. Sometimes it's not carbonated right. Like when I get it from Taco Bell, I'm like, yeah, I could definitely go without this.
Well, sorry to say, Garrett, but your experiences must be bad. You just have bad luck.
Hey, my boy Adam, he used to work at the Taco Bell in Whitestown. He used to let me get refills on my Baja Blast slushies. Shout out Adam, bro.
Dude, I wish
I love those things.
Now
things
I want
fire.
Now I'm going to get a Taco Bell slushie, man. Dude, exactly. Now you got me thirsty, man. Dang it.
Sorry, Paramount.
Ah, no, don't apologize. It's all right. Because I love Baja Blast. Favorite flavor. I love tropical stuff. Absolutely best thing in the world. Anything that's tropical. But it's not exactly the season for tropical stuff, is it?
No, sir.
Unless you're, like, going on vacation somewhere. You guys go on vacation anywhere for Christmas?
No.
No, me neither.
Christmas vacations are just kind of weird, I feel like. I feel like you got to keep it local. Keep where you're at.
Keep it, yeah.
Unless your family's all far away, but, like, my family's all in Indiana.
Yeah,
so.
Then you got to find a meeting point in the middle.
Yeah.
If you can't find that meeting point, then it's going to be very difficult to, like, get with everybody. But, you know, that's just how the holiday season is. It's a bunch of chaos, a bunch of randomness. And speaking of chaos and randomness, it's the end. We're done. Thank you guys for joining me so much. You guys got anything you want to plug in real quick for the holiday season? This is my gift to you guys, is you get to plug something in on my show.
Yeah, I'll go. So first off, shout out the Playbook. I'm on that. We had a show yesterday. Not sure if we're going to upload it. It didn't go as good as I would have liked it to go. But I have the Playbook, so you should listen to that on Audio Boom. If you look up Indie Giant 90.9, you're going to see five handsome young men all standing in a row in a studio. That is me, Rock, Brody, Elijah, and Jason Brown. So you should listen to our show there. This week, I have a busy week commentating. I have two games, both the boys' games as they go into the little tournament for Christmas. So I'm on both of those games, Thursday and Friday. You guys should tune into to both of those games. The first one is against Knoxville Catholic at 6:30 on Thursday, and then the other one is against Pinson Valley Indians. They're an Alabama school. That one is at 3:30. So you guys should definitely tune in to both of those. But yeah, thank you for having me, Mr. Pyramid.
All right. No problem, Garrett. Rock, you got anything to say really quick?
Real quick?
Real quick, because we don't got much time. Come on. We got to move a little fast.
Shout out past the Rock. Y'all know where I'm at. I don't even need to shout out, because y'all already know.
You already know?
I just need to say the name.
That's it. What about you, Miles? What do you got? You got anything to say to the people?
Listen to the 411 Tuesday morning, 7:30 to 8:30, or really around the 7:30 area. There we go.
Okay. And then if you keep it tuned into that station, you can hear me and the Playbook afterwards. The far superior show.
Okay. Well, thank
Whoa.
You all.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, I'm kidding,
we can deal with
take
this.
That.
It's never truly Christmas time until there's an argument
about
Merry
something. Christmas, Pyramid. Right. I love you, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you all for joining me today for this astounding episode of Off the Rails. We'll see you guys after break, which is after January 8th on Wednesday. On some day. This is Jingle Bell Rock by Alicia Cara. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright